Psalm 77 and verse 19 says, your way was in the sea and your paths in the mighty waters and your footprints, look at that, may not be known. I want to talk about this morning after the storm. Amen. The attribute today is the omnipresence of God. The omnipresence of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Create in us, Lord, a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit. Lord, I want to thank you for healing my body, for giving me the strength that I have now to preach your word. Lord, I ask now that you'd be the preacher. Bless now the preaching of your word. Stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my voice. Bless the hearts and the minds of your people. And speak, God, we're listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Amen. 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 It's amazing to me as we've made it through each verse in this psalm. We talked about staying focused. Amen. When we began this psalm, and now we're at the point where we started talking about after the storm. And I've been talking to you about how much you can learn about God after the storm. It's amazing because there are things that you learn about God. For instance, I've learned that God is good. Do I have anybody? When you look over your life, you can truly say that God is good. You and I, as we look over our lives, we can say that God is gracious. God is merciful. God is kind. I don't know who you are attributing your success to, amen, but it was God who orchestrated and has brought you this far by faith. I don't know about you, but when I look around, there's an exercise that I'm about to teach some of my students on meditation where you walk outside and in one day you pick an item that God has created, let's say the sky, and you meditate on it and you say, man, look at how good God is. It's amazing because there are times when life is going well and we're on the pinnacle of life, and it's amazing how so many of us, we forget, amen, in a sense, that it was nobody but God who brought us this far by faith. It's amazing what you can learn about God's power when you're laying flat on your back and sickness is in your body and you don't feel like praying, you don't feel like calling on his name, but it's amazing how God, with one call, amen, how he touches you and he heals you and he brings you back, amen, from where you are, from that sickness. It's amazing, saints, when in the storms of life, amen, that we do not see God, but we have a sense that God is there. The psalmist has already told us that he had doubted at one point. He had lost focus as to who God was and who God is. And saints, the reason I'm talking to you about God is because sometimes, amen, we may forget how great he is, how wonderful he is, how powerful he is, how magnificent he is, how just awesome he is in all of his works and all the things that he does. This psalmist is trying to tell us something about God. And I don't know about you, but I've learned a lot about God. But I found out that it's after the storm when I start to reassess my situation. There are some people, amen, when the Bible says that Jesus healed 10 lepers, but it was only one that came back. It's amazing how you can be in your condition for so long and then God touches you and he heals your mind and he heals your body and he heals your soul, amen. And yet, amen, no one turns back to say thank you. It's amazing to me, amen, how even with our thanklessness, God still shows us mercy. Even when I fall short, God still blesses me. Anybody here today, amen, can testify, amen, with your lips today. You can say it was nobody but God that brought me from a mighty long way. It was nobody but God. I realized, Pastor, even though the storms were in my life, even though I was going through the storms of life, it was nobody but God who picked me up, who turned me around, who place my feet on a solid ground. I'm feeling good this morning because I think back to how I felt on Friday and how I felt on Thursday and the fact that he allowed me, come on somebody, he allowed me to get up this morning, clothed in my right mind, come on somebody, the activities in my limbs, and I can praise him this morning because he's that good. Do I have anybody? You see, the storms will shape you, but the storms will also transform your vision of who God is. And the psalmist has already shown us. He showed us the omnipotence of God. He showed us that God knows everything. But the next thing he wants to show us in verse 19, he wants to show us the fact that God is omnipresent. And so we find here, in the text, it says, your way was in the sea. And I'm just doing my study on this passage, and I'm trying to figure out why is he talking about the storm. And I know it's after the storm, but the psalmist is really looking at Israel as they were coming out of Egypt. And here they are. They were standing at the Red Sea. Their backs was against the wall. They were blocked in. They were locked in. They couldn't go forward. They couldn't go backward. They were hemmed in. And anybody here this morning, you've been hemmed into a situation. You've been hemmed into some stuff. Amen. Amen. But yet God told you, be still and know that I am God. And so we find that the psalmist says, he says, Lord, your way was in the sea. That word way means the path that they traveled. So the first thing I want to tell you that you will know, that you will recognize after the storm, you can recognize who made a way out for you. Come on, touch your neighbor and said, I know it was God who made a way out for me. He says, God, your way, even though I was in the storm, John, I saw a way out. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it says that God will not allow the temptation to overtake you, but he'll give you a way of escape. In other words, God will use the temptation to open a door, come on somebody, or open an exit for you to get out of that situation. And the psalmist says, when I looked at the storm, I realized that there is a physical path, a road out. He says, on this storm that I was in, I recognized that it was nobody but God that made a way. That he literally was there with me in the storm. I want to help somebody today. I want to tell you something. Look for God in the storm. Look for him, because guess what? He'll show up and he'll make a way out. The problem is we're trying to get out. We're trying to make a way out when we ought to just stand behind God and walk behind him and he'll make a way out for you. And somebody here this morning, I want to tell you something. It may look like it'll never be over. Oh, I wish I had you. It may look like the storm will never end. But I want to help you with something. Weeping may endure for a night. Come on, somebody. But joy comes in the morning. I want to tell you something. He is the Lord of the storm. You better hold on to that. He is the Lord of the storm. So no matter what you're going through right now, he has control of it because he controls everything. He's omnipresent. He'll show up in the midst of the storm. The Bible says, your way was in the sea. My, I heard an echo. And your path, look at it. Watch this. In the what? In the mighty waters. Now it tells me that as the psalmist is assessing his past condition, his storm. Oh, I wish I had somebody. As he sits back, you know what? I want to help somebody with something. You have to stop being in such a hurry and slow down and pay attention to what God has done. Not what he's doing, but what he has done. Because oftentimes when we get out of the storms of life, watch this, we're in such a hurry, come on somebody, to get to the next thing that we miss the lesson from the last storm. He says that God, your way was in the sea and your paths in the mighty water. So my next point is, you got to remember this, that your deliverance was orchestrated by God. Turn to your neighbor and say, God did it. He orchestrated it. This word path, it carries the idea of the laws that God had given Israel. In other words, that word path means the ways, instructions. And the one thing about God is that he is a great orchestrator. The Israelites didn't know how they were going to make it out. Have you ever been there? You've been in a situation where you just didn't know how you gonna make it out? Money is funny. Change is strange. Folk around you acting funny. Come on, somebody. And you're trying to figure out, how did I get myself yoked up and hooked up with this kind of stuff? But it was nobody but God. Even what you messed up, he made up. And what God did is he allowed you to go through some stuff so that he can show you what a grand orchestrator he is. Do I have anybody here that can truly testify? I wish I had a few folk who've been through some stuff. I think maybe we've forgotten what we just went through, or maybe we just put it aside. But I want to tell you, if it had not been for God orchestrating your circumstance and moving and shifting, and watch this, they were trapped but God. They were trapped but God. It had to be God who would take his hands and push one side of the sea up, come on somebody, and push the other side of the sea up, and then all of a sudden there's dry land. Do I have anybody? You know it had to be God that orchestrated that for your situation. He brought you through and he showed you and I what he can do. Oh, I thank God he can take the sea and push it to the sides and allow you to cross over. I thank God that the text says, and your path, the path, listen, some of us didn't know where to go. You ever been there? You didn't know which way to go. Listen, you don't have to turn to a man for help. Come on, somebody. You don't have to turn to the world for help. You don't have to turn, amen, to the banks for help. But if you hold on a little bit longer, If you pay attention to where you are right now, God will open up a path. The psalmist says it was God in the deep waters of life. Come on, somebody. I'm going to say one time, in the mighty waters, these waters, you remember those waters of life? You remember when they were crashing against your life? You remember the thunder and the lightning and all of the stuff that we've already talked about, but this word mighty means the abundance of waters. Anybody been in hot waters lately? Anybody been in deep waters before? Anybody been standing in, listen, shallow water can be just as dangerous, come on somebody, as deep waters. Let me help you with something else. And as sheep, muddy waters can be just as dangerous. And oftentimes when a sheep comes to muddy waters, no matter how thirsty they are, they will not drink. Do I have anybody? But the Bible says, even though I walk through the valley, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside, come on somebody, still. He made a path. And I thank God that it was him that orchestrated it. I'm about to close. Last thing he says, this is the part that really got me. I didn't know God had footprints. I didn't even know God had feet. But watch what the text says. The text says what? He says, and you know what? Let's just stop right there. Amen. He says what? He says, God in the storm. You're not hearing me. Since when God had footprints? The text says what? Your footprints may not be known. In other words, God said, you don't have to give me credit. Amen. Because guess what? You ready for my last point? Because you will realize that nothing is too hard for God. Even the Red Sea of your life. See, it's after the storm you will realize, Jamie, ain't nothing hard for God. Amen. What the devil meant for evil, God meant it for your good. Oh, let me give it to you. My God, oh, I wish I had somebody, will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. And we know that God causes, come on somebody, all things to work together. That word all means, when it says work together, it means synergism. It means that God will take your good. He'll take your bad. He'll take your in-betweens. He'll take your up days and your down days. And what he'll do is he'll put them together. And he says he causes all things to work together for the good. Watch this, though. Of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. I told you something on Tuesday night. That when God selected you, he chose you because he knew something about you. He knew that you would be a worshiper of him. And I want to tell somebody here this morning that if the only way that you're going to make it out is that you got to praise your way out. But you realize, hallelujah, the point is that the waters are not a threat to God. They are merely another pathway for him to walk on. Come on, somebody. And no matter what Satan throws your way, God will help you to walk through it. You're going to walk it out. You're going to work it out. And you're going to worship in spite of. I thank God this morning that in spite of what I feel this morning, in spite of what the devil tried to do to me, I'm still praising him in spite of. I thank God that he takes the waters and he makes it a bridge for me. Do you know him today? The Bible says he's the bridge over troubled waters. In other words, he can make a way out of no way. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall make your path. sad straight? Do you know him today? Have you tried him today? Do you know that the God of this universe, the El Elyon, the El Shaddai, the El Roi, the Jehovah Teskenu, he's a good God. He's a mighty God. He can make a way out of no way. He's going to make a way for you. You got to trust and believe that nothing, absolutely nothing, is too hard for God. I'm glad I know him. I'm glad I've submitted to him. I'm glad I'm living for him. Do you know him today? Do you really know him today? He made a way, y'all. And if you don't know him now, you may know him after the storm. Give God a hand clap of praise. Ooh, I'm done with that. He'll make a way, y'all. You got to trust and believe that the God will take the waters of your life and make a path for you to walk on. He says his footprints will not be known. God wants you to give him glory. But it's after the storm you can realize, man, look what the Lord has done for me. What did the psalmist do? The psalmist said, man, listen, I realize something. First of all, I recognize it was you that made a way out. Have you ever been there? Anybody in that kind of situation this morning? You're in a kind of a no way out situation? Amen. And maybe you want me to pray for you this morning. You're in a no way out situation. Your back is against the wall and you're saying to yourself, Pastor, I don't know. If you want me to pray for you this morning, I want to pray for you. Maybe you're not seeing that God is trying to orchestrate your deliverance. Some of us are living in our condition and we feel as if we can't get out. But God can orchestrate a way out for you. Would you come today? I'll pray for you today. Amen. I pray for you today. My goodness. You know, we hear this all the time. Nothing is too hard for God. But do you believe that? Do you truly, truly believe that today? Man, they had no way out. Can you imagine the mindset? And the Bible declares their mindset. This is what they said. They said, you know what? Why did you bring us out here to die? Why did you bring us out here? Why are we out here? Listen, we should have stayed in Egypt. Isn't that something? You know what that showed me? How easily we forget our deliverance. They had gotten to another situation, and then they started saying, why did God bring me out here? Well, God wanted them to see that I'm going to make a way out for you. And somebody here today, God wants to make a way out.